Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. I'm also the author of Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex. Since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. I heard you're not having a great day.
I'm not.
And, of course, you realize, what did the universe tell you about today? What do you have to do?
I need to pay attention and slow down.
Okay. Good. Good, because, you know, the little fender benders, the little slip-ups in life are ways of God telling us, could you just take it a little easy? I know that I'm always running around. I've always got, you know, no matter what I've done in my life, I've always had more work and more stuff to do. And one day I remember hitting my head with the car door because you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to get out of the car at the same time I needed to close the door because I didn't have time to do both. Okay, so like we got to get out of the car before we slam a door on our head.
Yep.
And I
well,
know
the universe
that
right now is telling me several things. I have to slow down. I have to pay attention. And I have to stop procrastinating. Because, that's exactly right. I have to stop procrastinating because things are only going to get worse if I don't stop procrastinating. So I already know what the universe is telling me. I'm not happy about it.
Okay. Well, we just have to, like, heed warnings because otherwise what happens is we get these little, like, wake-up calls over and over again. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, like we'll fall down the stairs, you know what I mean? Like, you have to, like, walk. You have to hold on. You can't run, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I just laugh because tomorrow, I promise, will be a better day for you, by the way.
Thank you.
Today is just one of those days, and accidents do happen.
I know.
And
literally.
Okay. So slow down. Now, I know that we have a couple of call is already. By the way, I wanted to, you know, say the announcement here. I do have one for you, by the way, because my audio book came out, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and I had 25 free downloads to give to people, and of course I made people write to me why they were so dysfunctional in their relationships and they needed a free copy of this immediately. You know, I got a lot of responses instantly, but I do have a download for you, which I will download for you and give it to you. And
you want to know what's so great about that?
What?
Because my lesson for today is that I have to stop procrastinating, slow down, and pay attention. But since I am always running around, I am going to finish your book so much quicker now if I could listen to it.
Good. And that's why you can – it's downloadable on your phone, which you lost today, but you'll get another one. So it's a good thing I downloaded already because then, you know – or on your computer or your Kindle, so I'm kind of laughing. I just know that you'll enjoy it, and I'm sorry you've had a hard day, and I'm not laughing at you. I'm just knowing that some days are just like that.
I had to laugh at it too because I was like, oh, you know what? It's like I like last night. I was like, oh, you know what? It's a fluke. You know, whatever. It's okay. You know, and then, you know, this morning, you know, like something else just didn't go right. And I'm like, what the hell, man? I'm like, forget it. And then all of a sudden, like, things started like boom, boom, boom. I was like, all right, what are you trying to tell me here? And then all of a sudden, when the last thing of the day happened, I was like, I gotcha. I'm like, you could have just, you know, sent a sign, like, with the song on the radio. You could have set the sign, you know, program being on TV. Somebody I haven't spoken to in a while should have contacted me. That would have been very, very nice. But, no, you went this route, so that's fine.
And again, tomorrow is a better day.
It is a better day tomorrow. It's Friday.
Okay, good. So we're just gonna like erase today and, you know, project to tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow's now, Friday. It's lovely.
Good. Now we do have Tom on the line. Tom is married to my second cousin Jennifer. Her mom is my first cousin. Her beautiful mom Cheryl, and her grandma Jenny is almost 97 years old. She's my
God bless her.
Like a mom to me. Her grandma. So, you know, my husband always laughs that I'm like Aunt Jenny, because like Aunt Jenny will say to me, "Well, I'm slowing down a little bit. I can only clean 4 hours now a day." You know,
oh my
like
God!
She's like 97 and keeps going. So you know, my husband always tells me I'm Aunt Jenny as I run around all day, never stopping. So I'll be very happy to talk to Tom. Unfortunately, Tom's mom has just passed away, and so near Mother's Day, and that's going to be very hard for him. And I know she wants to talk to him, and he also has a work-related question. So you're
going to
put Tom
okay.
on, and he can tell
Absolutely
us where he's calling from.
Alrighty then. Hello, Tom. You are on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Tom. I'm so sorry about your mom, and I know from what she's been saying all day is you were a very good son. Is that true?
Yeah, I think so.
She has nothing bad to say about you, which is always a pleasure, because sometimes that dad have a litany of not such nice things to say about people, but you have been a wonderful son. She seems to have made a remarkable transition to the other side. And not everybody travels over so quickly.
Yeah.
But she seemed to have been ready.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I don't think she was all that old. How old was your mom?
She was 88.
Well, because she's I guess compared to Aunt Jenny,
yeah.
to my Aunt Jenny
Mm-hmm.
She seems like a spring chicken, but was doing
remarkably well.
Yeah, again, because she doesn't resonate like someone who was that old when she died. By the way,
yeah.
So
yeah.
She must have had a lot of very young energy about her. Your dad's been gone how long now?
3 years.
Okay, because he's a recent death too. So,
yeah.
He was a meter and greeter of her. She
okay.
seems to have been ready to go. She's already ready to guide over you and watch over you and help you. That's how she feels. Have you gotten any signs from her yourself?
I have not. I mean, this has just been a really difficult transition. It really hasn't sunk in.
And it's funny because sometimes we just never want to think that people we love aren't going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's a person who's been, you know, she had a very nice life review. Was she a good mom? Because, you know, I don't know you that well to know if you're, because she seems to have had a wonderful life review, so.
Oh, terrific. Absolutely terrific.
I mean, she just recently died. Now, I could tell which realms people go to. Excuse me. Most people don't go to as high a realm as your mom is instantly. They have to be dead a while. They have to earn some good, you know, good karma by helping us from above. She's already in a nice realm. She's pretty happy and pretty peaceful.
Yeah, good.
She's concerned about the inheritance. Do you have some inheritance coming your way?
I'm there probably is. I don't think there's a lot. But, you know, that's between my brothers and I to kind of figure out.
She wants you to take care of it.
Okay.
Who's the executor of her estate?
That's my oldest brother, Kim.
Okay. She's just, you know, making sure that you get what's yours.
Okay.
It's just important. It's not blood money by any means. It just makes them a little bit happier to leave something to you. Your children are missing her?
Yes. Yes,
I know.
Peter is really having a hard time with this.
He's a very smart boy. Do you know that?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
your mom is saying she's just astounded by his soul records, who he is, what you can expect from him. And how old is he now?
Peter's 17.
Okay, because, you know, it sinks in. The people aren't forever. I mean, I'll just tell you, he has thought only kind thoughts of her.
Yeah.
Only, you know, thinking about life and what that's about. But your mom is wanting you to, on Mother's Day, to celebrate your wife with you and to think of her on Mother's Day. But know that, you know, she doesn't miss life anymore. I mean, already
yeah.
She's accepted where she is. Life is hard. Career-wise, she's a little concerned that you don't mourn for her too long and you concentrate on your job. You know, she's a practical woman.
Yes.
Was she practical on Earth?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she
okay.
was. She was the bookkeeper.
Right, because she's like, you know, you dot your I's, you maintain your papers, you don't miss a beat over her.
Right, right.
They don't want us to go into debt for them or not be able to concentrate on work. I think you've had lost both of your parents close together. You just finished mourning for one, or, you know, I don't know if we ever finished mourning, but she wants you to concentrate on your career.
Yeah.
You know, has your daughter mentioned that she misses your
you know,
mom?
She did in a text, and I'm sure that part of that came from Jennifer's coaxing.
Okay, and it's just hard. It's all very hard for everybody. You know, you can ask her any questions that you might have. She's just got this wonderful, peaceful smile, happy. God is good. I mean, imagine, you know, we're all a little afraid to die because we're not quite sure if what we've done right or wrong.
Yeah.
She was like, shoo, everything was good.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
She's with her mom. Did you know her mom at all?
Yes.
Because, your grandma helped her cross over, your mother. And that was something that was very nice to see her again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your mom couldn't be happier with all the visiting, all the people she's seeing and visiting up there. So, no, she's just very joyful. It's unusual for someone to be quite that joyful this quickly after dying. So I just want you to know she's in a nice realm. She's happy. She could not be a burden to people.
Exactly.
You know, you weren't going to wipe her butt and take care of her for another 10 years.
Right.
That wasn't her. I don't think she expected to die. I think maybe she thought she was going to make a comeback, perhaps.
Yes. Yeah, it was unexpected.
Okay, because, you know, I know she's 88, and unexpected death makes us, she's laughing about that. You know, you're 88, you expect anything, but...
Yeah.
She really thought she was going to be here longer. But it was her decision at that point because she was not going to be healthy.
Yeah.
She was never going to be the same. And
yeah.
When we're good people, we get to tell God, really, I'm going to be like in nursing home sick? No, I don't think so. I think I'm coming up here. And she was very much, if she wasn't going to be vital and she was going to be a burden, that was not going to be her. So I think you have to accept, maybe it seems selfish on her part. Maybe you would have felt like you would have had more time to adjust to her going. But
yeah, I feel guilty that I didn't get to see her one sooner than I had planned.
Well, your mom is saying, why should you feel guilty? Were you shooting heroin and drinking and partying, or were you working and taking care of your wife and your children?
Yeah.
Okay, so know that to her, your wife was supposed to come first. Jennifer comes first. Your children come first. That's the way it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And she didn't really want you there to see it. She protected you at some level.
Yes.
But just know that there's no guilt. you know, she keeps saying you were a wonderful son. You should have no guilt whatsoever. People know our intentions. People know that. I mean, Jennifer and you know, your mother-in-law Cheryl, we had a wonderful grandfather Dominic, and I remember Aunt Jenny telling me Grandpa was wondering why no one came to see him when he was dying, and I felt so bad to hear that, so bad. He was such a wonderful man, but everyone was busy working and doing what they were supposed to be doing. But I often wonder, should I have gone there? Why didn't I go see him? It's hindsight. We can't do things. We were doing what we had to do. And your mom just knows that you were doing everything that you could do. She's with your dad. She's very happy.
Yeah.
You know, your dad is happy to have her. And just know your mom will give you a very clear sign on Mother's Day, but you have to pay attention.
Okay.
With your work, what's going on there that's so worrying you? Your mom's not missing worrying about work or any money.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's just, you know, I took a new position, you know, about 8 months ago, which I've been very happy with. But, you know, as you know, I need to be in charge, and so it's been a little bit of a struggle, especially recently. So I felt kind of guilty because there's some unfinished business there, but I have been pursued for another opportunity, and one of which I'm going to meet with them again tomorrow morning before I go to Minnesota. So, I'm just not quite sure how to pursue this. It appears that they like me and that this would be a good fit for me. And just things that have happened recently at my current job, you know, make me feel less guilty about pursuing that opportunity.
Again, you're like my Nicole, because she got offered a new job and she was kind of feeling guilty, you know, being loyal to the last job.
Yeah.
You know, older souls by nature are loyal to a fault.
Yeah.
It's very hard for them to move on and say goodbye and close the door. But basically, if they were doing the things that they had promised, things were going the way they're supposed to be going, you wouldn't even think about leaving.
Yeah.
Your intention in leaving is not to hurt anybody, but it, you know, it's not what you thought it was. It looks like this other opportunity would be, you know, lucrative for you.
Okay.
They want you. Again, it's scary. You just made a job change. Now you're going to have to make another job change. I mean, all this is a lot in a quick period of time.
Yeah.
But, if, you know, go there, pursue it, see what it is. And if it looks like a good opportunity to you, I can't stress enough that it has to be in writing what people promise. We can't switch jobs on a 6 months from now. Yeah, we'll give you this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It has to be in writing. But these people look like they really do want you. Really.
Yeah.
And
it
looks like a good fit for you.
It seemed like it. When I met with them last week, it seemed like a good fit. And I went into it with no expectations, saying, all right, I even thought about canceling the interview. Because
okay.
I had so much unfinished business.
But again, I wouldn't cancel it. If there are certain things you need to do to finish up what you're doing now, then perhaps, you know, you have to tell this job that you need a little more time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, either way, you're going to be very successful. You're kind of like stuck between a rock and a hard place. You know, you're in pretty good place with both positions.
Right.
But moving on is something that, you know, you might have to be doing. That's what I'm seeing in these cards. You know, your intention in leaving is not to hurt anybody.
Right.
Again, if they tell you, well, okay, Tom, now we're going to let you do now what you really wanted to do, then that's going to even be harder for you to leave.
Yeah.
But don't always believe everything that people tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've learned that.
You're learning that, right? They'll tell us what
mm-hmm.
we want to hear. And
yes.
then, and your mom is saying also you're a little bit in mourning now, so it's not that easy to make decisions at that point. but you've got a wonderful five-year period opening up and taking advantage of what's being offered to you is really, really important. I mean, if you stayed at your current job, I'm not seeing that it's miserable, it's horrible, but it's just is what it is, and it's not going to change.
Yeah.
You got to accept it for what it is. Like when people want to stay unhappily married, well, you know, stay, but don't expect it to change. These people, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So you could stay, it would be exactly like it is, or you could move on and take a chance. Again, see what they offer you. Make sure it's in writing what they're offering you. But they really do want you.
Okay. Okay.
And again, you're like, I just need like a little time to mourn my mom is what you're thinking.
Yeah, I know. Well, hopefully the service is on Saturday, so.
She's very excited, you know, about this service, your mom. She's already crossed over, but she will come down for the day. I'm just telling you, but she's already made her transition. Some people are not like that. They don't cross over. They're sort of, they're ghosts or poltergeists. They don't really realize they're dead. Your mom is different. She's gone to God. She's had most of her life review, although it does take 10 years for a complete life review. It's not that quick. But the overall balancing of her scales was, boy, I should go as high as she goes. That's all I got to tell you. And know that she wants you to celebrate her life and not mourn her death so much. She'll give you signs. She'll be there. Where is this service going to be?
It will be in Minnesota.
Okay. And you'll be seeing your other family?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. She wants you all to be happy.
Yeah.
And be very, very, very happy about it. Did your mom have a sister who passed away?
No, she's got a sister who's very close, and who's been ill. She's had some health problems.
Okay, because she's worrying about her sister. Everybody thought
sister
was going to go first. By the way.
Yep. Yes.
Isn't life funny that way?
Yeah.
It's your mom is happy to be there to be able to cross her sister over when the time comes. But her sister is shocked that she's still here and your mom's gone. So be nice to her. Be kind to her. But do me a favor and call in the next few weeks and let us know what you're deciding with your job. But your mom seems to be very on board with make the change.
Okay.
Don't be scared.
Okay. All right.
Do you have any question you wanted to ask your mom, by the way?
Oh, geez. I worry about Peter, and the decisions that he's going to make. Things are going very well for him right now, and I just want him to continue to make good decisions.
Why you need your mom up there, so she can pop the thoughts in his head. Hey, Peter, don't be stupid, Peter.
Yeah.
Peter, do this. Your dad has already been very influential over Peter since he's crossed over. And know that your mom will help very much, and that Peter's just a good kid. He's got a good head on his shoulder. I mean, he's an American teenager, Arena. All bets are off with anything for a while, but know that you know what I'm talking about. But he's not a stupid kid. He's a smart kid. He makes some good decisions. He's got one friend your mother's not loving. Do you know who that would be?
He's got a girlfriend that he's been with for a while, and one other close friend, and from a different school. So, but other than that, he really doesn't have, that close of friends.
Good. The one, not the girlfriend. She likes the girlfriend. The other kid sometimes doesn't make always the best decisions.
Yeah.
That Peter's the one guiding that kid.
Yes.
So
yes.
Just know that Peter's got a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And the girlfriend was brought to keep him, in line because she does a pretty good job of that too. helping him know right from wrong. And just know that your mom will help him when he's driving, help him in every way. I don't know if she's going to be the one in a car when he's driving, because I don't know if your mother has that kind of guts, but she promises to keep him safe. And just know that Peter's a good kid.
Yeah.
And most 17-year-olds, when I look at cards, don't come across as being good kids, by the way. I just see things that make my hair stand on end. He's just a good kid, better than average 17-year-old, good kid. And your mom is just asking you to not waste, you know, you've got to, you know, mourn for her a little bit after the ceremony, you know, after the funeral, know that she's ready to, you know, she's happy, and you take care of you and yours, and she'll do her best to keep everybody safe.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thanks, Cindy. It's good to talk to you.
Oh, I love you and your wife so much. Good luck to all of you.
I'll let them know. Thank you again.
Okay, bye. Okay, we have Carol in Oregon, huh?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Now, it's so hard. It's a little harder to talk to more recently deceased people because it's so much emotion. Do you know?
Actually, I was very impressed that you got as much as you did. You know,
she's a nice lady.
Her service hasn't even been yet. You know, So obviously that is very new. I'm surprised that you got as much as you did out of that. But you know,
because she lived a good life.
You know,
this woman.
People
who live good lives are easy to talk to when they cross over. You know, some of the other ones are still lying. You know, some people are still lying, trying to tell me they were good people. I'm like, really? Come on, you got a chance.
Oh, I know.
You know, tell the truth.
I know.
But again, she resonated like a young woman. I'm laughing because everybody thought she had another decade in her, from what I could tell. You know.
Well, you know what? God bless her.
Well, we know Carol in Oregon. Do you remember Carol at all?
You know, it sounds very, very familiar.
Carol was having the affair with a married man.
Yes, I remember Carol.
Okay, that's what I thought I would tell you. So let's see if we can connect with Carol. She wrote a very nice review for my book online. I love her for it. I appreciate that very much. And let's see what Carol has to say today.
All right. Hello, Carol. You are on the air.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Carol. I loved why you needed my book about dysfunction. Your email cracked me up. I mean, you should have seen the array of things. I said I should have put these quotes in my book. Oh my God! I laughed for about an hour today because everybody was so on target and so funny and so. Man, life is hard, isn't it?
It sure can be. But it's not so hard when I get to listen to you and Nicole. Thank you.
Oh, good. Well, tell us what's going on. Fill in my listeners with a little bit of detail so that they know who you are and what you've been through in the last 6 months, and we'll try to guide you so that the next 6 months is a lot easier.
Oh, thank you for that invitation. Sometimes just telling the story helps a lot.
Yes, it
does. I'm 62. I had a 4.5-year affair with a married man. His big farm is right next door to my little farm. And I experienced it as a soul connection. And then I've discovered how much he was gaming me and had spoken with his wife. And she, in fact, just contacted me last week, which has kind of re-traumatized me. I'm not free from that energetic cyclic triangle with them. But he was seemingly such a benign person, and now I know how those unfixable narcissists work, and it's disturbing. And I still love him, and I am really done, except for the vestiges of trying to free myself and heal myself so that I don't recreate this pattern again, because it hurts too much.
Oh, boy. And you know, it's funny because if you remember, I had told you, don't even try to stop loving him.
Yeah.
Because if you try to stop loving him, what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself going crazy.
Well, I've come close, believe me.
And he's just an emotional cripple. It's not like he didn't love you. You know, of course, he loved you as much as you loved him. He's not with his wife because he's a great love with her. It's because they have truly toxic love, and no matter what he does, she takes him back.
Yes, she does.
And she defends him, and, of course, you're the piranha, not him.
Yes.
You're the Jezebel who lured this man into, you know, whatever. But start realize that she's overstepping boundaries
yes.
by speaking to you. And she's really very threatened by you because you live so close to them.
Yes, and I see him pretty much every day going past the farm. So he's in my physical world on a regular basis and, of course, energetically in my world. But the crux of my wanting to call you is I know it's time to leave the farm. That entails rehoming my dog, selling my cattle, rehoming my donkey, saying goodbye to the beloved horse who's buried here, my mom who died here. You get the angst of this whole thing. My cat will soon be gone. She's at the end of her story. And the good news is I have a buyer for the farm at
wow.
my full asking price. He's buying the cattle. He's buying the tractor. But I can't make myself sign the deal I've been stalling. And part of it is I feel so traumatized. I'm not reading this energy very well. I'm scared. And I'm wondering what the cards, what you, what the spirits have to say in support of this deal. It's owner carry. It could be really a beneficial win-win situation. But I'm not neutral. I can't read it.
Right.
So
well, you have a wonderful five-year period opening up.
Oh, goody.
And I got the Tower card, which means you've got to throw out everything from the past, get rid of it. The person who's buying the farm will cherish it and love it and be good for them. But for you, it's time to start over. And, of course, you have a little bit of OCD. Okay, everybody has OCD,
yeah.
which
oh,
is
yeah.
like the devil we know, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, all I keep telling people, well, as long as you know is today stinks, so we got to move on at this. But you're second-guessing too much. What, you know, if only I did this, if only I sold it when I was younger. What if I can't find somebody else? What if I'm not happy with, what if I make a mistake? You're making a good decision when we get the asking price and it happens quickly. It's God's way of saying you're on the right path. If you were not getting the asking price, and if things kept falling through, and if I would say God doesn't want you to leave. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
But when God says, I'm giving you what you want, do it now. I mean, even Jesus said something to the extent, I could change your life overnight and tell you what you need to know. But humans can't handle it. They need things veiled, make it slow, take
yep.
it easy. And at this point, God's saying, you dragged your feet with this man in this relationship long, waiting for him to do what he was supposed to do. Now just change your life overnight. I do see a wonderful soulmate in the future. It looks very much linked to you got to make the changes, girlfriend. You got to take your money and run.
Yeah, yeah.
You could see she's already stalking you and making it uncomfortable here.
Oh, yes, she is. And so is the mother, and it's ugly, the energetic whatever's coming my way. It's like, oh, gross, get me out of here. So let me tell you what seems to be happening. I feel like I belong in Italy, and in fact, I was ready to just sell everything I own, car included, except not my two saddles, and go live in Italy. Well, guess what? You can't make that happen overnight. I can only stay in Italy 3 months. So this transition period is, I really have no place to lay my head once I walk out of here. I don't know where to call home until I can investigate Italy, come back, do the whole long-term visa process, and get back over there. So feels like that's where I belong. I'm even learning Italian. Can you believe it?
Wow.
And this feels so real to me, but it's this transition phase. It has me kind of scared.
Well, again, it would get you scared. And we all want answers. Everybody wants sort of a guarantee. You know, going there to Italy is a very good thing for you. You need that change.
Yeah.
You definitely need that change. And it looks very good for you. Thinking about where you're going to live when you come back is something you're going to have to, you know, you can't just, you know, come back and have nowhere to live.
Exactly.
So you got to be making some plans, but anything you want is yours in the next 5 years. I do see a lot of anxiety. Anxiety comes with change. Anxiety comes with fear. Anxiety comes with, you know, leaving our home and starting over and having an adventure. But you have wonderful cards. Just make the move and the transition. You know, of course, you're letting go of a place that was home and creatures that, you know, the cattle and the horses, everything you love.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually have very good cards. So having that courage. Italy is a wonderful place. Have you ever been there before?
Never, and never even wanted to, and it's like a whole new chapter has just burst open.
Well, Italy is the, you know, where in Italy are you going?
Outside of Naples, the Amalfi Coast, and the first stop is a horse place. I'm going to ride as many horses as I can during those 3 months.
Wow, and know the Italians are very nice people. When people come to America, they become very neurotic, you know, and when I went to Italy last year, all I thought was the Italians are such beautiful people. They sing through their days. They're happy. And, you know, it was so funny. You get on the bus in Rome. I didn't have a ticket. It's pouring out. And you hear the bus driver, just get on the bus. Nobody cares. Get on the bus. Like, nice people, warm, loving, different culture. I mean, the Amalfi Coast is beautiful. The weather is beautiful. Enjoy. But just figure out where you're going to come back at the end of 3 months. You know, have some plans.
I thought that I would make that mission for right now. I can rent back my farm at a reasonable price, and I thought close the deal as quickly as possible so the deal is done.
Exactly.
And then my dog, my cat will be gone, my donkeys will be in their new home, and scout out Arizona, New Mexico, figure out what stuff I'm going to keep. But my instinct is to get rid of just about everything except, you know, my favorite knives and leave
exactly.
All the furniture. Who needs it?
You know what? When I got a divorce, I left with nothing but my books and my clothes.
Yes.
If you could come to my house now, I have so much stuff. I want people to take it when they go. Here, you came for a reading. Here, take something. Take this. I've acquired so much stuff again. And it's not even like I bought so much stuff. People gave me. My parents died. I got their stuff. I mean, all of a sudden, you get all this stuff. So start realizing that the tower card means throw everything out except what you need and start over.
Yeah.
And start over. And try to go with an adventure. Life's an adventure. And we almost need to shake up our world. Even people who stay in the same house after the divorce, it's much harder for them to move forward. When you have to sell everything, leave everything behind, you start over.
Yep.
You don't have haunted memories.
Yep.
You start over. And
oh, this is so exciting because you're telling me what my instincts were suggesting, except for being so confused about the owner, carry, buyer thing and that was my fear talking.
No, and again, when I finally was clear about I wanted a divorce, I was out of it in 4 months, and every door opened, and nothing since I left 10 years ago has ever been anything but easy sailing for me.
Wow.
And meanwhile, for 29 years, I was back and forth, should I stay or go, for 29 years.
That's a long time, Cindy.
And I was unhappy for 29 years.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm trying to tell people, I don't teach anything that I haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a living testament to when we're on the right path, things go well and we're happy. When we stay too long in life, we're just where we don't belong. Sometimes we just influence everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God offering you something, go to Italy. I have never been happier any place in my life than being in Italy. What a fun, wonderful, kind place. And meet new people, make new friends, discover who you are.
Yes.
Break away from routine.
Yes.
And make some new routines. Every time you go away, you discover a new thing you like to eat for breakfast. You
yep.
discover, hey, I've been eating the same thing. Hey, I like to do this now.
And I've read that I should not ask for chicken and pasta together. That is not a good eating choice. But any hints about the soulmate, just that last little tidbit?
Yes, the soulmate is coming. He's not tomorrow, so I think you need your Italy. Maybe you'll meet him in Italy. I don't know. But you need to do your path, go where you're going, go about your life.
Yep.
Soulmate will be here. Kiss, the ground goodbye when you leave it, but just know that your soulmate inability to step up to the plate and do what he was supposed to do altered a lot of things, but not for the worse for you.
No.
You know, plenty of soulmates cannot do what they're supposed to do. That doesn't mean it was a mistake when it was here. It also, meant that maybe you had some commitment issues, and now you want a soulmate who can commit to you.
Yeah. And, Cindy, one of my goals, and I'm getting training as a relationship and couples coach, but my goal is to be a relationship coach for the serious horsemen, because there are unfixable horses. And horse people, like my friends, when I say to them, my horse friends, that this man was Logan, my big Dutch warm blood, they all get it instantly. Project horse, unfixable. You know better with a horse. Now you know better with humans. And that I can share that with other horse people who are in challenging relationships. And hence, and just, of course, horses are my biggest passion of all. So that's where I think I'm headed.
And that's it. And just, I love the way we equate unfixable people. When we know people with autism, we're not going to fix autistic people right now, but we're going to make their life better. We're going to do things, but we know we're not going to fix them.
Mm-hmm.
Certain times we know things that we can't fix. It just seems to be with personality traits. We think we're going to fix everybody.
Yes, we do. And like I said, us experienced horse people, we have learned the hard way that that doesn't work with horses. Why would it work with humans?
Right, and that's why you've learned that. I'm glad you're using the term that I use in my book, unfixables.
Yep.
When we determine someone's narcissistic and judgmental, they are not fixable. It's time to move on.
Yep.
And just you were guided to us, divinely guided to us, so that I could teach you some of the things that I'm learning, so that you could teach others what you're learning.
Yep.
But for the most part, your cards look really, 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 really good. There's nothing wrong in your cards.
Oh, that's such good news, Cindy. I'm deeply grateful for your kindness and how you're gracing me with your wisdom, and that this has all been an act of grace for sure. From my first being led to you December 26th of 2013. Etched in my mind.
And I just tell people, we bless people as we walk away. We wish those people well. Wish him and his wife well. Don't wish them evil.
Yep.
Just know that for you, I always tell people, I pray in the laws of karma you get the life you deserve. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
I'm not
do,
the one
girlfriend.
Wishing them anything wrong or anything. But you have been preparing for your soulmate. Have fun in your adventure. Again, life is scary. Change is scary. But all you're not really happy now.
I am not.
So that's why I tell people, I can understand why you want to stay with the devil, if you're so blissfully happy. But why do you want to stay where you're not happy?
Yep.
And moving on is important. Call in again soon and let us know how you are.
Thank you so much for that invitation, because it's actually hard for me to call and ask for help.
Oh, and that's, again, we talk about older souls and never ask for help. And I tell people, you had better learn to ask for help on simple things like drive me somewhere. Otherwise, God will say, how about I give you a nice bout of cancer? Now, how many people do you have to ask for help? So I'm always saying, when I hesitate to ask for help, and I do that once a year, Long Island Press, vote for me best psychic, and I hate doing it because I got to ask for help. And God says, come on, Cindy, this is a little way to ask. So we all have to ask for help. Sometimes we need, because we need a surgeon. God says, okay, you got to ask a surgeon for help. But don't ask for, you know, that kind of way. Just ask for, can you just tell me I'm on the right path?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're here for. We're here to guide and help people. And you are one of my, you know, my favorite clients that call in. You're just a delightful human being. So
thank you.
You know, we'll be there praying for you. You know, email me from Italy. Let me know how Italy is. Oh, my God. I just had the time of my life in Italy. And remember, I'm half Italian. So Italians become very neurotic here because they were very prejudiced against Italians. I was in all the stupid classes growing up because of my Italian last name. I was so happy to get to see what Italians are like in their native country. Warm, happy. You know, it's just a wonderful country to be near.
I'm really looking forward to the opportunity. It feels like a real calling that I have to go, and I want to.
Good. And let me know how much you love it.
I will.
Well, thank you for calling. We have another client who I think's mom's passed away, so we want to talk to those people because Mother's Day is coming up, and I know it's hard for you, too. Your mom's gone.
Yeah.
My mom's gone, too. So it's very hard. And earlier today, I saw my daughter posted a picture of me and her from when she was a little girl on Facebook, and she has never done that before. I'm just shocked. Usually, I'm shocked. My daughter, I mean, you remember that you actually loved me once upon a time, that I was actually important in your life?
You know she loves you.
I know, but it's like, you know, she hates when I talk about things like how I nursed her and this and that. Just don't talk about that. I mean, I was like, really?
Well, you know.
I mean, come on, I was your mother, so I'm surprised. So we'll talk to Beth in New York. She's from Long Island, I think, correct?
Yes, she is, Cindy.
Well, Carol, you get some rest, and you call in soon. Now we have Beth. Bye. Now, tell me what's going on with Beth.
Okay. Beth is in Long Island, and her mother has passed. Right now, financially, she's having a little bit of struggles. You know, things are not exactly where she would like them to be. You know, and there's just, you know, a couple things for her that are just up in the air where, you know, she can really, really, you know, with Mother's Day being around the corner, she could probably use a little bit of guidance from Mom and a little bit of guidance from you so she can kind of figure out what path she needs to be on and how she can try to make everything from this day forward a little bit better.
Good. That's great.
Yes. So we're going to speak to Beth in Long Island. Hello, Beth. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. So when did your mom die? When? How long has this been?
My mom's been passed for a while, 20 years.
I know, but it seems like no time at all, correct? You miss her.
I do.
Especially around Mother's Day. And you're going through some financial hard times.
We are.
So, do you have a TV on in the background or something?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to walk to a place. I'm at my son's wedding.
Okay, good, because it's just a little hard for us to hear you when there's a TV in the background. Just know that, first of all, your mom seems to be a person who gives a lot of guidance to you and a lot of messages. And do you ever get any from her? Do you ever sense you're hearing her?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, and I probably should have mentioned it to Nicole. I am trying to develop my spiritual. I feel that I'm intuitive, so I'm trying to develop that, and I'm working hard at developing it.
Okay, it's a little harder when it's our own family, by the way. Just as a psychic, let me tell you, I can much easier hear your mom than sometimes my own. All right, just so you know, if you're working on trying to hear your own, sometimes it's a little bit harder. I'm not exactly sure why. It's even easier for me to talk to dead that I've never met, don't know the people at all, don't know the person who I'm reading, don't know that. That's easy. If I know the person, sometimes it makes it more difficult. I'm not sure what that's about. I wish I knew. So if you're not always feeling like you get a message from your mom, that's kind of normal, but know that she's not a hard voice to hear, by the way. She's in a nice realm of heaven. She has continued to move up. You know, Tom, when I was talking to his mom, she just died. She's in a really high realm. It's unusual to see somebody go from here today, gone tomorrow, up in that realm.
What level is my mom on?
She's in a nice level. She was a very good person. She had some lessons that she needed to learn in life. She tended to be too good. Do you know that about your mom? Like she was a person who gave everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Was a very loyal person. A little bit enabling on earth. Do you know about that? Like she could enable people more than she should, which would mean, you know, she would just help more than she should have. So it took her a little bit of time to move up, but she's in a very, very nice realm. She's actually finds watching over you to be easy in many ways. Of course, your money situation is something she'll help you with. How old is your son? She likes your son very much.
9.
How old?
He's 9.
She thinks he's the smartest, cutest thing. Don't think that she doesn't.
He has
traits. Do you know certain things about him?
Do you know what you said before about developmentally disabled? I mean, he does have some issues. So he's a little bit of a struggle. I was going to ask about my son. Right now, financially, it's like,
okay, now know that
it's been a little difficult.
We're going to make him the best person he can be.
I'm trying.
But you're not going to undo certain things that God has put there for reasons.
Okay.
And we can, in the Serenity Prayer, accept what we can't change.
I understand.
And the ability to know what you can. Your mom is a very firm believer in the Serenity Prayer.
Serenity Prayer?
The Serenity Prayer is a prayer that is often in 12-step programs, by the way.
Okay.
And just know that your mom's just asking you, change what you can, have the wisdom to know, and accept what you can't, and have the wisdom to know the difference.
That sounds like something she'd say, yeah.
I'm telling you, she's a wise woman, this one.
Yeah.
She's got rosary beads for some reason in her hand. Did she pray with the rosaries on earth?
She was very, she was raised Catholic, very, you know.
Right, because she's got the rosary beads. Okay,
yeah,
she got those beads. Do you have a set of hers, by the way?
I don't think so. I don't think I do.
It's okay. If you need her, just get a set of rosary beads. It could be plastic ones. She doesn't care. But just if you need her, hold them because she's got the beads. Financially, with you and you, how long have you
Should
been
I
married?
Do a job change?
Yeah. What I'm seeing here is a career change, absolute career change. You looking, getting more money. You know, you work very hard. You're just not getting what you should for how hard you work.
Oh, that's absolutely, positively, 100% correct.
So
but
your mom
a lot
says,
of what I do is because of my son. You know, he's my assistant right now, you know?
Right. And again, maybe there's ways, and I stress it almost every show, with websites now, you don't need a lot of money to start a small part-time business. Don't quit your day job, but figure out what skills you have. A lot of it might be something that because of your son, you've learned maybe how you've learned how to use resources, what you've learned could be something you could teach other parents, other people in the same position. But money looks better in the future. And your mom doesn't envy you having to worry about money. But we have to not say negative things like, oh, it's a bad economy. It is not a bad economy. The rich are getting richer. The same amount of money floats around all the time. Okay? It's just that people are getting greedy and people in positions are gobbling up more money and not paying what I call the donkey people, you and me, the people that do the work of 8 people.
I know what you mean.
So you think
tell God. So do you think I should do a job change or
try
to
do one that you can, you know, look for a job change. God knows that you need to take care of your son, so it has to work within the context of that.
Right.
Tell God what you need, that you need more money. You are married, Beth?
Yes.
Because your mom likes your husband. She just thinks that the two of you have to stop playing any kind of victim to the world. Do you understand that? No more victim consciousness. Just you both need more money. Find a way to make it. It looks very promising for you. And just know that your mom will help you.
Okay.
Do you think I should try
to develop spiritually, or are you seeing me as gifted? I know everybody's gifted, but me in particular?
Yes, you have a great gift for it. That's how you commune with your son a lot, how you figure out things you need to do, is through your psychic ability. Work on your spiritual life. Work on believing in abundance. And, again, the TV is driving me a little nuts in the background.
I'm so sorry. He's at
TV, Cindy.
Like
she's at her son's swim lesson.
Swimming. No,
swimming.
Like,
is that what it is?
Yeah. You know, he does once a week swimming with the town. They do it for, like, disabled kids. I'm sorry.
Oh, how nice. How great. Can I go swimming with them? Can I go there?
It's a really nice pool. It's in West Hempstead.
Oh, how nice. Is
Echo
Park?
I've been to that pool.
Echo Park.
Yeah, Echo Park. Yep.
Okay.
I know
I'm like Miss Long Island. I spent like 35 years being a children's entertainer, and I know everywhere on Long Island, possibly every town, every demographics. So just that's why I said we hear the echo of Echo Park here. That's kind of funny. But please don't think that you can't hone your psychic abilities. You can learn to, you know, look for the signs, pay attention. You know, it doesn't come Western Union. It's little signs here and there, but God knows you need money to help your son and to help yourself. So, but just we have to stop, like, thinking, you know, being in gratitude so much for jobs. Yes, we should say thank you. It's nice. But, two, don't allow people to, like, underpay you. So
okay.
Tell God you need a little bit more money. It looks very good for you, really, really
okay.
good for you. Your mom will give you again,
like the next year or two?
Yes, much more abundance in the next year.
Okay.
Again, make that. We keep talking about don't stay with the devil, you know, here. Take those changes. Don't be afraid to make those changes. Your mom believes in you so much. It's not funny. So good luck to you. Well, we are at the end of our show. We're going to say goodnight to Beth. Call in and let us know how your job search goes, by the way.
So I'm going to be watching for you, like, you know, what you do spiritually on Long Island. Unfortunately, I wish I could afford a lot of the things that I could do, especially, like, John Edwards tickets for, like, $200. So who can afford that?
Well, that's right.
I would love to see him live.
I will tell you this. Sometimes the dead stop talking if you charge too much money. So I'm just telling you, I keep my prices because I know that the dead will say, really? I'm going to pay $1,000 an hour to talk to you from the grave? They won't say one word. I'm not kidding. Believe me, you know, the dead are they're very actively talking through me because they know I won't exploit their children or take advantage of them.
No, but there's other spiritual classes on Long Island also, and they charge, you know, it's not just a medium. I'm talking just like classes or Reiki. And everybody thinks everything has to come with money, and it's just unfortunate.
Right. It gets very, very expensive.
Like,
and, of course, with me, Beth, if you just let me know any courses that I'm giving that you can't afford to take it but you'd like to sign up, I will just gift you. I will just gift it to you. So don't even hesitate.
Thank you.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because I'll tell people, just say, I can't afford it now. And I always know everyone always ends up somehow repaying me. And your mom promises to pay me from the grave. So the dead pay me much better than you could ever pay me, believe me. The dead do things that I need doing. So if you see, are you on my constant contact list, by the way?
Yeah, I get your email.
Okay, good. So if there's anything that you see that I'm giving in the future that you would like to come to, just let me know. Even I have some, you know, I have something at the Woodmere Fire thing coming up, firehouse.
Yeah.
You just could meet me there, and you're my assistant, and I'll just get you right in.
Thank you so much.
Well, good luck to you. Everybody, happy Mother's Day.
Thank
Nicole,
you.
I'm going
to you, Cindy.
Bye.
And you, Beth.
Nicole, I'm going to give you, you know, send you your download. You have to contact me because, you know, we have to do our little special thing together.
I was supposed to see my camera guy this week. I couldn't make it happen this week for him, so we're going to get together next week. And then I already contacted somebody over at NYU, and we are going to have our lighting and everything all set up. So I'm doing some stuff there, lady, and we're going to sit down and then get this
all
done.
And it will be pretty quickly because I've got the pitch down. It's not too hard to do. So
Exactly.
So, I mean, I always try to make everything go pretty fast. I'll do my homework. Believe me, to do a five-minute pitch for a TV show is taking me like 50 hours.
I know. It's amazing. And you know what? It's going to be longer than you think filming it, too, though. Because
right.
You know what? You want options and this and that. And, you know, we have our work cut out for us, but we'll get it done for you. And don't worry, Cindy. Have a great Mother's Day. You enjoy yourself.
Okay. Thank you so much. And happy Mother's Day to everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.